My dear friends, this is Dominic Solo, Christ Intervention Ministry. It's always good to be with you. I've been talking to you this week about the new man, that we come to Jesus, we become this new man. And in Ephesians chapter 4:24, it says, "And that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness." Now see, Jesus completed this at the cross of Calvary. We now have the righteousness of Christ and the holiness of Christ. And now, once we go through that cross and we're this new creature, we need to be discipled. And I talked from the first message of this series about, for years, I've never really told the church how I minister, because I knew they couldn't handle the revelation that God's grace and mercy and love that he had given me. They couldn't handle it in most churches. One, they say it's a license to sin. It's sloppy, agape, greasy grace. They ridicule it. But a Bible says, do not let anybody take you from the simplicity of Christ. And in most churches, what I see is they've taken you from the simplicity of Christ, that most churches spend more time trying to complete or do what Jesus did on the cross instead of what Jesus has called us to do, building the kingdom and building ambassadors and instructing a royal priesthood. Ephesians says to equip the saints, that they really haven't been equipping the saints for the ministry. They've been actually controlling them, manipulating and beating them up. They've always had the fear with this anointing that's in this ministry, there's people's hearts open up and they confess their sins. What they will get from the pastor, either while I'm standing there or after I leave, that they're not good enough, that they can't be hearing from God, they're not seeing what God is saying, they're not seeing visions, everything is from the demonic. And that's terrible. They're saying that asking Jesus Christ to be your Savior, they're saying that you have faith and you really desired for Jesus to be your Savior, that's not good enough. Oh my, that is absolutely terrible. That somehow they have a machine that measures faith, and then they have a machine that measures grace, mercy, and love, then they have a machine that can test your salvation. And they're missing everything Paul's saying. They're missing so much in the Bible that is written there. They really don't accept. This is amazing. But in born-again churches, spirit-filled churches, a lot of them don't really accept in faith what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. Because if they did, they wouldn't be talking to the old man in you. They'd be talking to the new man in you. They wouldn't be talking to the sinner. They'd be talking to the righteous man and the holy man that has been made in the image of God now, who's been regenerated, who now is an ambassador, and he needs a school on him to be an ambassador. He needs a school and being discipled how to belong to the royal priesthood. But most churches don't ever grow. They stay stuck at a very small amount of people. Then it becomes a clique, because all the healthier people eventually leave, and the pastor will say something to the effect of, "Oh, the truth that I preach is too much for them to handle. I'm one of the few ministers of the world who preach the truth." That's just an escapism? Lie? What is that? Living in denial? Because the truth of the matter is that those people grow enough to realize they can't grow anymore under your dead man's messages, that they have to go find somebody who's preaching life, and life more abundant, because that's what Jesus Christ came for, a more abundant life. And so I'm praying in these next weeks, as this message comes forth from me, that my time in my life, I need to reveal to everybody the revelations that God has given me. That's why we've had so many thousands and thousands and thousands of salvations, so many pastors launched, so many ministers launched, and I want to share with you all the revelations that I've had. This is Dominic Solo. You can email me at goodnews@gate.net. goodnews@gate.net. God bless you, and I pray for you every day that you will be under the right mentors who are giving you an abundant life, and not speaking to your dead man, but are speaking life in Jesus' name.